Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website's are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with George Troy, the author of The Five Laws of Retail, consultant with the Grayson Company. George, you've got, thanks again for being here, by the way, and you've got an offer you want to make my audience. Go ahead.
Well, I do. It's, I want people to be successful. I have a real high interest in seeing all of your listeners who are retailers, whether you're selling, like I said, shoes or flowers or anything else. I want you to be successful. So one thing is I strongly suggest you buy the book, The Five Laws of Retail. It's available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble and any online bookseller. And here's the offer. If I can help you in any way, I will. I'll give you a free consult on your business, whether it's an overall evaluation of your business and recommendations of where you should go or what you should do in the future, or if there's a specific problem that you want to discuss.
How would they avail themselves of that? You want to give them an email to contact you?
Well, the best way is through my website,
okay.
GeorgeTroy.com. You can email me from there. And also, you'll find some information there that I am fairly certain will be helpful.
So go check out what he's got to say, folks. Look at his approach, and if you think it sounds good, then follow up with him and take him up on his offer. Thank you, George, for that very very gracious offer. I appreciate that very much. I hope people will take advantage of that. So what are some other things that retailers can do? You talked in the last segment about take advantage of the closeout of the year, clean up your inventory, clean up your. I'm reminding them to my article this week was about what I call spring cleaning in December, on many levels.
Right.
Don't saddle the new year with the old year baggage. What are some other things that they need to be doing?
Well, I think the third thing is to follow up after those two things. Which I talked about, have an online presence and clean your inventory, shoot while the ducks are flying. The third thing I would strongly recommend right now, and this is not easy, is look at 2021, at the next year, with fresh eyes. Take a deep breath, take a walk around the block or whatever it takes, and have a fresh, clean outlook for next year and do some things differently. Mm-hmm. We all know now, I think, that whatever we have been doing, we should make some changes and do it differently. See what you've learned. Take a fresh approach to how you plan and manage your business. And there may be some changes to how, your HR, your human resources, your employees, if you have employees or if it's just you and your family. And if there be some changes there or to your inventory or to your presentation or to tune up your website, tune up your online presence, and that is not terribly expensive. And there are
one
lots
of the things,
people that can help
one of
you
the things,
that.
George, I've tried to help people understand is that whatever you thought about your business model a year ago, let's say 10 months ago, and whatever you thought your expectations were for a new year last January, this January is going – I don't know how different it's going to be, but you don't either, and you can't presume anything. You may find, when you do enough checking, you may find that some things haven't changed in the last year, even through a coronavirus. People are still eating potatoes. That hasn't changed, right? But you can't presume that. Of all the years, when you have to check in and confirm what customer expectations are for 2021, this is the year you must confirm everything. Nothing can be presumed. What do you think?
Well, I think that's true, Jim. And I also think that there's reasons to be very optimistic. Retailers, by nature, are an optimistic tribe.
We always pathologically think
the next month is pathologically optimistic. That's a good way to put it. But it's true. And I think that there's a lot of evidence to suggest that next year could be very, very good.
What's an example? Prove yourself. What's an example?
Well, there's pent-up demand. There's pent-up demand for everything.
Yep.
And that's in those retailers who survive through this hard time. And this mm-hmm. is a hard time. And people who get through this, there will be fewer of them in the future. There will be fewer retailers in next year, and there'll be higher demand. So they, you know, we have an opportunity for those of us who get through this year to do quite well. And it's really going to be across all categories, I think,
mm-hmm.
Jim. I mean, automobiles are going to do better.
Yep.
You know, restaurants, which have been especially hard hit, the travel industry. You know, people want to take road trips and see the country. Lots of things. So that's good news, I think, for the future. If we can tough it out and get through this in every way, that next year could be a huge opportunity.
If you were around then, I think 2021 will be a little bit like the end of 2009 and 2010 following the 2008 collapse. What do you think?
I think it's going to be stronger, much stronger.
But I mean in terms of that surge you were talking about. I think that's going to be similar in that way.
That's a good way to put it, Jim.
Yeah. If you're around then, there may be some indicators you can take. GeorgeTroy.com,
yeah.
Right?
Yes.
So check it out, folks. And hey, George, good job today. Come back soon.
I will. Thank you very much, Jim.
We'll see you next time. George Troy, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.